Back now with Day to Day and a 2007 radio moment. These are from NPR reporters around the world. They sent in sounds and stories that stick with them at this year's end. Not the biggest moments, maybe, but the favorite ones. And today's comes from the NPR Foreign Desk and correspondent Philip Reeves.
I was sitting beside the Ganges, or the Mother Ganga, as Hindus prefer to call her, up in the Himalayan foothills, on a beach, camping in a tent, chatting with a group of young Indian people who were working for a mobile telephone corporation. We'd gathered there on the beach. It was a stormy night, and the moment was truly unforgettable, not just of the year, but of a lifetime, I think.
I remember these stories, Phil. This is for a series you did, a journey into India, the Ganges. And we've got that at NPR.org. But back to this moment. So there you are. Lightning is flashing and we can hear that thunder. And what is going on?
Well, we're on the beach. We're sitting around, drinking rum. We're chatting. The mountains are rising up on either side. In themselves, they're exotic. You've got monkeys in the forest there. You've got temples along the shore. The river is green and fast running. There are actually fish in it. And there we were, sitting, chatting. And all of a sudden, this big storm sweeps in through the Himalayas. And it sort of rose up above us all of a sudden. So we got these great crashes of thunder and the sky sort of illuminated by flashes of lightning. And out of the blue, to my total astonishment, unexpected, not mentioned to me before, silhouetted against the night by the lightning behind him, was a Scottish bagpiper who walked up to us as we were drinking rum along the beach with the full Scottish kit on, in other words, a kilt and everything else, playing the pipes. He'd arrived to entertain us on this night, which, you know, was happening all around us.
You know, Phil, I might suggest that this memory is a figment of the rum's imagination, but here you actually have audio proof. He was there.
He was there, and he came out of the night. He walked up to us, he played his pipes. One or two of the party danced around an open bonfire as great fat drops of rain fell down from this storm-pregnant sky. Every now and then, there'll be a flash of lightning, and it would be like dancing at a discotheque under a stroboscope. But you had to remind yourself you were by the Ganges in the Himalayan foothills with a whole bunch of folk from a mobile telephone company dancing the night away to strong and wonderful rum to the tune of the Scottish pipes. That is unforgettable.
NPR senior correspondent Philip Reeves joining us from New Delhi, India.